Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to Dead Set Legends on this lovely Saturday morning. 28 degrees, blue skies, so plenty of family, plenty of sport this morning. So enjoy your Saturday. We've got a big show coming up. And before I get to my two guests, Emma G, you're back with us on Dead Set Legends.
Good Welcome. Morning. Thanks, guys.
G'day, G.
G'day, G. Now, before we get to Jars, we're going to go to Byrne, who's over in Stansbury. Now, you've got the big semi-final today, Stansbury versus Maitland. All the pressure is on you guys. You finished top. Are you going to get the job done, Byrne?
Well, you're trying to put the mickey on us,
no,
are you?
No, Luke? Pressure's on, top side.
Work. Yeah, we are. We are. We finished top side for a reason, because we won the most games in the comp. So, no, we're confident, mate. We'll go in. We played Maitland a couple of years ago in this first final, and we got the job done. So, no, we're confident, but finals are funny things, and cricket's a funny game, Blue. So,
yeah, absolutely.
No nerves here.
Absolutely. Now, talking of pressure, Byrne, this man next to me, Andrew Jarman, failed to turn up to the most important meeting of our year in terms of radio, and the pressure is just piling on him. I think he might have got an official
warning.
From the we got a couple of messages from our boss last night.
We did.
Not overly happening. Overly happy. Good morning, Jazz.
Nah. Good morning, Adelaide. Good to be here for a Saturday morning. The Adelaide Crows are 2-3. Port LA 1-4 in the Sandful trial game as we speak, gentlemen. I've got it.
It just started, has it?
Kicked off at 8, didn't it? They're up early, the boys.
Second quarter. They started at 5 o'clock.
Second quarter?
Yeah, started.
And what's the score?
Yeah, 2-3-1-4. I thought the game was going to be better. I thought mate, the ball's not getting out of their halves. I'm watching
Ring Kingy back, Jars. Ring Kingy.
Yeah, was there an early 50-metre penalty?
Away. Yeah, yeah.
For the man on the mark?
God's sake.
Yeah, absolutely. So nothing's
Kingy,
changed.
Ring him.
Yeah. Anyway, good to be here. Looking forward to the next 3 hours, chaps. G'day, G. How are you going?
Hi, I'm great.
Did you
thanks.
Go out last night?
I did. I had a fringe night. It was great.
Nice.
Little G.
Nice. I went and saw a show. Ooh, nice.
A bit croaky in the voice.
Yeah, yeah. A little husky today.
That's all right.
GG.
Hey, now, big show, everyone. Eb Marinoff is going to join us after 11. Jay Clark, as always. And in the first hour, Scotty Burns joins us. He's going to join us from the Albert Noble. Give us an update on how the Crows are looking for this season. At Home with the Legends, Dead Set Legends voicemail. Bernie's Beef will be back. Dead Set Legends Q&A. I'm taking over
Bernie's
that again
not
today.
Coming back,
is it not coming?
It's not on the sheet, Greg.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, you've got to read the sheet.
Because he hasn't done a beef.
Now, you're hot on a couple of topics too,
yeah,
Jars.
Am,
the V8s.
Greg.
This is meant to be the V8s weekend.
Yes, sir.
What are we replacing it with? We'll touch on that. And 40,000 has been announced for the round one Adelaide Oval capacity. So that's good news, 40,000.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Great news.
75% capacity.
Hmm.
See, how I know my numbers. I'm not a dyslexian.
It's dyslexian.
What are you doing
well,
with your microphone? You're in Stansbury getting ready. What are you doing? Look at your equipment. If the family could
I'm
see
talking,
you now, it's hilarious.
I'm talking into
you're
my mic.
You're leaning right
I'm meant
over
to be.
Into your mic.
Well, that's
well,
what
you
you're
said
doing.
To get closer
no, I'm
than
not.
My mic.
I'm upright and I'm happy. I'm up and about.
You're leaning over further than what I am. Do you want me to do another opener? After
no,
you.
Don't.
No, well, stay tuned.
No,
stay tuned.
I'm warning you.
Here we go. Come on, Jay, let's go.
It's Triple M. It's your Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Now, I've had a couple of mates say that they're unlikely to buy membership for their respective clubs, Port and Crows, because of the uncertainty of crowd capacity at Adelaide Oval Byrne. Now, I know we've had some good news during the week that there's, 40-odd thousand that can go to round one, Crows v Geelong, which is great news.
Yep.
And but as you know, that could change by the minute. Is that fair to say that, chaps?
Oh, 100%.
The governments could change it just like that. Mm. So there is uncertainty out there with the fan base buying a 3-game package or 11-game membership package to go and watch their beloved side. Are you more or less likely to buy an AFL club membership? That is my question to the family. 133353.
It's an interesting
who
one, isn't
get
it?
And the second question, sorry, Greg, who gets first priority to these tickets, boys? That's my next question to you.
Well, members,
yeah,
members get priority to the tickets, Charles.
Not
but
corporates.
Then it is no. There's a balance, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
There's a percentage. There's a percentage that should go. I think you got to clubs have got to look after their members, Jars, because That's the lifeblood of a footy club.
They're your bloody heartbeat, mate.
They're there every week, no matter whether you're up the top of the ladder, the bottom of the ladder, in the middle. Mm. I don't know. We've got to start looking after our members in our industry, because they're the first ones to get shafted. And I think they deserve to be at the games.
They get first priority to these tickets.
To me, they get priority. Right. And I know some people are just holding off a little bit. I've got friends as well that think they might just purchase tickets buy each week if they can, because they don't want to commit to a full season of membership at the moment during the economic climate that we've got now. So it's a tough one, isn't it? And then they're not guaranteed to get tickets as well if you're just buying them week to week. So I think the people that commit to a membership of a football club deserve priority to tickets to a game. And I think that's just silly if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from the members what they're doing this season, Jars, because as you guys have said, like, I suppose if you're a true blue club member, then you'll probably purchase the full season, but you're not guaranteed of seeing the full season. So are people, trying to get them in packages? What are they trying to do? So that's a really good
one. Well, a lot of them will go that 11 home game, won't they? A lot of them will purchase the 11 home game package. And then there's a lot now getting the 3-game package because it's safe.
Mm. Yeah.
It's safe.
And in terms of the corporates and the members, like at the moment, Jars, 40,000 probably won't be a huge problem, will it? They'll be able to do both.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
They're pretty close to capacity, the Adelaide Oval.
Absolutely. Yep. But it's a worry. It's a worry out there. And it's, I reckon, just it's a worry for some clubs too. They're not going to get their membership tally.
No, you're right. It's just a worry if things change. 40,000 is fine, Blue, like you said. Mm. But it's just if things change, if there's a little outbreak or something, that cuts back to... Yep. 20,000 or 15 like we saw last year, then it becomes a problem again. And for some of these people that have committed to memberships, 12-month memberships or 11-game memberships, they're the ones that are hurt. So, I mean, it's a really tough one. I'd love to hear from the family out there. Yep. What are you doing with your memberships this year? What package are you buying? Are you waiting week to week like some of my friends are?
Yeah, you're waiting. Are
you committing? Are you a diehard and you're just committing? You love your footy club and it's a donation anyway. So 133 53, let us know.
Nice.
And you can always reach us on the text line too, 0488 51047. It's Bernie, Bluey and Jars, your Dead Set Legends.
0488 51047 if you want to text us and get involved that way. We've already got one text. Hi, Triple M. Hope you can help contact the commentators. I think you've got some
Tommy Wren and Daniel Norton. Am I on air? Am I on, G?
Yeah, you're on.
Tommy Wren and Daniel Norton.
Right, because in the SANFL Crows v Port, they're calling number 10 Crow Hinge instead of Peddler. And he's pissed off. Can we sort that out?
I'll ring Tom Wren right now, Bern. And Tom Wren ought to be ashamed of yourself, because you're better than that. And I love Tom, but I think he needs to be stepped down after
Tom,
his performance.
Tommy's very, very good stepped at what
down.
He does.
Yeah, I want him gone. Okay. Like KG said about Tex Walker a few years ago, Captain.
I believe he should go back to the SANFL.
No, we'll make a call in there straight away.
All right.
But so far, the Adelaide Crows, 22 points. Port Adelaide, 14 points. We're in the 15-minute mark of the second quarter. All right, beautiful conditions down there.
They're up early, those boys. Kick off at 8.
Oh, I know.
So they would have been up.
133 53. Are you more or less likely to buy an AFL club membership because of the uncertainty? But we've got some good news coming out of Adelaide Oval. 40,000 can go and watch their beloved sides.
Yeah, well done.
Adelaide Crows take on the Geelong round one. So we're looking forward to seeing that. And who gets first priority? That's our question. Let's go to Alex at Richmond. Alex.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Alex.
Good, Alex.
The people that get priority are the people that paid their membership last year when they got nothing. Yep. And this year they should be in Rooster, or the club should show some faith in them and give them something back.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yep.
I actually agree with you, Alex, this week. Normally I'm against you.
No, he's normally spot on.
What do you mean, Stern?
Hey,
we normally butt heads.
No, I'm normally headbutts with Jard.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, Alex, what are you hearing with memberships? Are people buying season-long memberships or the shorter packages?
Look, until they work out with the COVID and what happens, I think you're better off buying a smaller membership, pay a little bit more, because if I buy an 11-game membership and I only go to see 4 games, I've lost my money again.
Yeah, good call.
How does that work with the 3-game membership, Alex? Is it certain games? Do you get to choose the games? How does that work?
I don't know. But what I would do, if that's the case, I'd buy a 3 or 4-game membership. You charge them a little bit more and go that way. Or the other way is, if I buy an 11-game membership, and I only get to 3 games, am I going to get reimbursed for the games that I don't see?
It's a good question.
Well, you've just triggered my memory there, Alex. Yeah. I heard a conversation around this the other day. Because of the COVID times, and boys, you answer this question, is it better to sell membership rather than 3-game packages or whatever for the year? Sell them in blocks. So divide the season up in 5-game blocks, mm-hmm. and you become a member for the first 5, because the next 5 may change. The crowds may change.
Yes, good.
Buy a membership for a 5-game block.
Don't
and
mind
then
it.
You can rebuy the next 5-game block if everything's going fine.
Yep.
But then you're only committed to a short amount of time, whereas, you know, the end of the season can look completely different to the start of the season. Mm. So is that a way around it? Do clubs need to bend a little bit for their passionate members and look after them that way?
I'm sure some clubs would be doing that, surely. They've got to be more flexible in the way they're doing
it. You do these days with memberships, absolutely.
Well, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard the blocks
of 4 or 5. Absolutely, Bern. And Alex is right. You pay a 11 home game membership and you, like he said, goes to 3 or 4 and then they shut down the borders because something's happened. Is he going to get reimbursed by the footy club?
No.
1-3-5-3. This is good. Kathy of Virginia. G'day, Kath.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, you're lovely.
Good, Kath. She's up and about, Kath.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Why wouldn't you be, guys? Well, look at the sunshine.
Oh, beautiful.
My husband and I have been members since Port's inception, and we opted last year just to go take a leap of faith, jump in, pay the full fee, and we were very grateful that we did that because we got a priority one ticket every time a game came up, and we were able to go in and see everything that we wanted to see in really crappy conditions, to be honest, with what happened last year. But I think we're on a really good trajectory this year, and I think we're going to be jumping in and buying the full membership again, which we have, because I think we're going to be able to see a lot more footy this year. So you've just got to take a leap of faith sometimes, fellas.
Beautifully said, Kath. I want a prize, please, G.
Yeah, actually, there's an awesome new movie out called Boss Level, new kick-ass action thriller in cinemas now. So, Kathy, we'll send you along to see that. Double pass.
Now we've also had,
thanks, guys.
Good on you, Kath. Now, I've also had an anonymous text here saying buying a football membership shouldn't be about how many games you're going to go see. It should be about supporting your club through thick and thin. So there you go.
Now, Bruce Abernethy, who's a big Triple M man, former Port Adelaide champion, he said 40,000 is 80% of 50,000.
Right.
Yeah. Just bear with us while we'll do the math. 75%.
It's 80,000. It's 80.
I'm not even trusting.
Yeah, that's what Bruce said. You're right.
I'm not even
of 75.
Yeah. Sorry. What? Go back. Go back. What's
say that 40,000 is 80% of 50,000.
Yeah.
Not 75%.
Yeah, but that's Adelaide Oval's capacity is higher than 50,000.
What is it?
It's 55 or something.
Well,
so, Jars, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Numbers aren't your strength. They're not your strength.
Actually, you're right.
Stay away. Stay away from
them. 40,000
is allowed.
Yeah, but I'm only telling you what Abbas has texted me.
All right, well,
he's interactive with us. That's what it's all about. All our good friends interact. What do you love for, G? You got home at 5 in the morning this morning. 3 parts.
Stop throwing around the bus.
My little Gigi's out there dancing away last night. All right, chaps, showdown trial at 11 o'clock later this morning, and we're going to catch up with one of the assistant coaches. Great to have him back here in South Australia. Much loved. Every time I played against this young man, boys, I couldn't get a kick on him when he was a superstar for Collingwood. I talk about Norwood Scotty Burns. G'day, buddy. Welcome home.
G'day, Jazz. You split me open one game.
Wow. Jazz. Hello. Yeah.
Talk us through that.
I would have done the same thing to me too. I think I might have sprayed some water in your face or something. Out of the water bottle.
He was known for sniping young kids and then running off.
I love it.
I love it.
Look how many times it's not about us. Obviously, a very exciting time. Look, what are you going to get out of a trial game against Port Adelaide when you're going to play them in 2 weeks' time? Obviously, it's about the young lads just seeing if they're developed over the pre-season.
Yeah, it is, and conditioning, of course, too. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or 30. You need these hit-outs before we get to round one in a few weeks' time. So, the other thing is we just got here now watching the young fellas in the SNFL, and some of these boys haven't played against men yet, too. And you got a bloke like Sammy Berry who had COVID in Victoria last year. He didn't play a game of football. So it's just good for these boys to get out and play. And it's actually a pretty good standard the first 10 minutes.
Hey, Burnsy, how is the selection around? Because you've picked two teams, and yes, NFL team's going to play as well. It's a different part of coaching, isn't it? The conversations around why you're not in the A team or the first team, and how did some of the young blokes take it? Because I believe Thilthorpe's playing in the seconds.
Yeah, look, we probably just go with this time of year. It's how much the conditioning and how much training the boys have done too. That weighs heavily on selection. But this, like you said, this is actually probably the hardest time because everyone's up and running. It's not as if you've got blokes carrying injuries that need a week off or anything like that too. So there's a good... If we had to pick a 22, there would have been, you know, 7 or 8 very unlucky players today if it was round one. But look, it's just because you're not playing today doesn't mean you're not in our thoughts to play round one. So, for instance, if we play too many in the senior game today, it just means the boys don't get enough game time. So some of the blokes back here playing in the SNFL side, we want them to play a good 4 quarters and be pretty buggered for the next 2 days to get that conditioning. And if they go well, there's no reason or they couldn't come in next week or certainly for round one.
Hey, Scotty, I'm going to throw a couple of names at you. Billy Frampton is playing today, got the nod over Himmelberg. And Harry Schonberg played really well towards the end of last year. How's he going?
Yeah, Harry's going really well. I reckon he's just changed his body shape a little bit more too. He's really impressed me with sometimes his change of speed, which I did notice last year when I was at Hawthorn and you're scouting the Adelaide Football Club. But I've just been really impressed with his speed and his cleanness. So he's ready to hopefully take another step forward this year. Billy, it's interesting with Billy because when you come here with a fresh set of eyes, like probably myself and James Riley have, and even VB, that we've been really impressed with the way he's gone about it. He's certainly an athletic specimen. He's been attacking the ball pretty aggressively. And we've been really impressed with him. So he's deserved his opportunity today. But like we said too, we're still, at the moment, we've probably got about 28 to 30 players that we've got in mind for round one.
Burnsy, Sloaney named as captain again for the third consecutive year, same leadership group. What's impressed you about Rory Sloane? Because obviously you see him as an outsider. Now you know him from the inside. What's impressed you?
Just the way he loves his footy, his passion, holding people to account. But at the same time, it's just all about the football club and others getting better. He certainly comes out of himself you know, when he's talking to the younger players or the mid-tier players that have been around for 4 or 5 years, it's all about education. There's been a couple of classic photos I've seen this pre-season with his arm around a couple of blokes pointing and talking, and that's probably the one thing that's impressed me the most, that he comes out of his own skin to make others better.
Burnsy, what about your forward line structure? I know young James, he's got that role this year, but I'll be interested to see how the forward line balance will look like, because as you know, in today's game, you can't play 4 mobile or tall players inside forward 50. You need some pressure forwards. How's that going to look like?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, and it's a balance. It's interesting watching a few clubs where Collingwood in the past have probably played Mason Cotts and they've had Mychek, who's played a dual role, I guess, ground and forward, and then they've had their runners. Hawthorn at the moment have got O'Brien, Mitchie Lewis and young Kaczynski, who are all 6'5". Yeah. So they've gone a little bit different, I think. With the mobility side of things, that's the key to your question, Charles, is that they can be tall, but as long as they can cover ground and pressure, you could probably play an extra run. But if you've got two sort of forward/ruckman up there, then that's when things can look a little bit pedestrian. But, yeah, we're still trying to find our mix now, whether that's 2 tools, whether that's 3 tools, whether it's a couple of hybrids in there. But we've been really impressed with the way Little Rory's gone about it. Ned McHenry will get an opportunity today. You know, coming from the outsider again, the way Lachlan Murphy works and what he gives to the team when he plays. So there are a few options there.
Burnsy, a couple of guys, if fully fit, would definitely be playing round one. Tommy Duday and Matty Crouch. Are you confident they'll be ready for round one?
Yeah, really confident with Matty. Matty's just a little bit sore. So from what I've heard, I haven't heard anything different over the last couple of days. But he's been training very well, probably for 4 to 6 weeks. Had a good half of a hit out last week in our match him, in our internal, but before that had played a lot of our match him as well. So he's in actually pretty good shape. Tommy's one he's done some pretty heavy running over the last week and a half. He'll go close to getting back up next week. So we'll certainly just wait and see over this next 6 or 7 days, but hopefully he can get at least a half next week.
How's the relationship been going with all the coaches? Because we've seen a lot of new faces come in to the group. We've got... we've got James Riley, we've got Nathan Van Berlo, yourself, and how's Nixie been going with that new group?
Yeah, great. And Marco Bello's come over as well in that development role. Yeah, look, it's been really good. We just sit back and on, you know, Friday arvo, have a chat about things. My feeling and a few of the other boys down this path as well, it's been nearly a breath of fresh air for a lot of us. We're pretty tight. We're pretty close already. We're having a laugh, certainly enjoying each other's company. And the good thing about us all is we've got a huge amount of IP from probably six or seven clubs, and they've been quite strong clubs. So we're just bringing all that together and then trying to work, within the philosophies of Nixie, of course, but also with what we've got on board as players. Look, it's been a real collaborative approach, and it's been very enjoyable.
Bernsie, thanks for your time, mate. And I apologise if I split you open. I just, look, honestly, would have been dirty. Just an accident.
I absolutely deserve it. It was one of those ones where after I got split, I thought, yeah, well done. I deserve it.
Good luck today, mate. We'll see you again.
This is where we delve into the Vince family and the Blewett family. What have we got for a Saturday morning, chaps?
Well, this is my golf family, Jars. Last Saturday, I was playing down at Cooyonga, and I'll never forget, Bern, where I was, because it just about rattled me. I nearly fell over. So we're just about to walk onto the 17th green, just about to complete the round. And one of the boys said to me, he goes, how's my skin looking? I went, what are you talking about? He goes, I applied last night a Manuka honey face peel.
That's great.
And I said, mate, what are you talking about? What, you're 35 years of age, and good. you've bought, and I said, how much do you pay for that?
It's not good.
$125.
Well, he's got to be banned from the golf club.
Mate, I agree.
Can I give his name, please?
I can't name him.
Oh, we'll give his
Jason
first.
Cox.
Oh, no, Jason Cox.
Mate, what are you doing, Coxie?
Anti-man behaviour.
Correct.
That is
what
anti-man
is it called again?
Behavior.
What's the moisturiser?
A manuka honey.
Well, what's that?
That's a type of honey. Well,
honey, was it?
It's great for your skin. I think good on him. I like a man that looks after themselves.
No. What about just exfoliate or something every
sure,
now and then?
Sure, that too.
No. Yeah. All
right. But $125.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Not even exfoliating. Don't do anything. Just let yourself go natural. And it's surprise, surprise, Jars, that Blue was playing with those sort of people.
What's it got to do with me, Boo?
Oh, well, you do all that
you
sort
do
of
no,
crap.
I stuff. Don't. Yes, you do.
You know.
No,
you,
yes, you do. You get you the do. Spray
Look
gun out.
Look at Burn. He's a gels. He's got
he
gel
hasn't got
in
any
his
gel
hair.
On. He's getting ready for a big cricket match today.
10 o'clock in
I've
the
just
morning.
Woken up.
Now, let's
I've
just talk about up. The cricket. How are you yes. feeling, mate? You're up at Stansbury with mum,
yes.
with your dad and Abs and the little, we just saw the beautiful little daughter,
yeah.
Olivia.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Little Olivia.
Big second semi-final v Maitland. How are you feeling?
Yes. Yeah, no, excited, Jazz. Finals time's always exciting. And then what a beautiful day for cricket outside. Oh. Not too hot, not too cold. Sun's out, no wind. Yeah. Perfect day for it.
Beautiful.
I just saw, I'm out on the farm at the moment.
Yeah.
It's about 15 k's inland from Stansbury.
Yes.
And, well, Dad went past on the four-wheel motorbike before with Harvey. And I just saw Harvey go past by himself. So I'm not sure what the hell's going on out there or if he knows how to stop this thing. But he's done two laps. He'll go past in a tractor in a minute.
Hey, Bern.
Hey, where's Mum? He'll be chasing. Mum's asleep, and I'm not going to tell her.
Hey, in terms of the game today, any what happened with selection? Any unlucky?
Yeah. Who got dumped for you?
No, well, I'm coming back from a groin, Jars. Yeah. I play most weeks, and I'm a bit worried about the groin. I haven't gone full pace yet, but I should be all good. I've had a bit of a training session during the week, so I'm all good. But unlucky selection was, I'm not sure, Blue.
Oh, right. doesn't know who's in.
I don't want to give our team away. This might be a little.
Okay.
So, win today.
We're looking strong.
Right. Win today, go straight into the grand final, a home grand final.
Yes, if we win today, yes, it'll be a home grand final. We might have to do the show from Stansbury next week, Charles. We've got the Stansbury Seaside Markets happening next Saturday morning. So, set up there, get 400 or 500 people to that.
How's the oval looking up there,
Ben Cullen?
Well, as I cleared up to you, Blue, it does have sprinklers and it is green. We don't live in the Simpson Desert in the middle of Australia. So, it's the normal oval, Blue.
All right,
and don't try and bring my town or my oval or any people in it or near it again. Because they're coming for you. The conversation's over here, Blue.
Like,
I really want you to come over next weekend.
I will. I'll be there,
because I want to see you try and leave.
Good. Now, Farmer Tim, president of the Stansbury Cricket Club and scorer. How does he cope when you're batting? Do you know?
He's fine. He
switches off. He's got to be professional, doesn't he?
Nah, he's got to be very professional. But it's funny because he's a bit like you, Jazz. He's a dyslexian. I don't know how he scores because I can't add up. He uses a calculator to add the six balls up. Yeah, that's an important role when you're scoring.
Nine ball overs, is that what they're doing over
Well,
there?
He uses a calculator, I think, to add up to six. So it's not that hard, is it?
Oh, good luck. Good. Yeah.
James Rain did a gig at Glenelg the other weekend, guys. It was amazing.
He's out. He's a great fellow and a great singer, isn't he?
Yeah, beautiful
good night,
voice.
Good day, was it?
It was great, yeah.
We do things well, don't we?
Yeah, Adelaide's the best. We've got so much stuff happening right now.
In the Fringe?
Yeah, the Fringe is the only festival in the world happening right now.
Good girl.
Yeah.
In the world.
In the world. Because think about what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is your Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
Supercars were meant to be running around the streets of Adelaide this weekend.
Bathurst instead.
Much love since 1999. Mate, it's empty. The city feels flat for me.
Sad.
Is that fair or not?
It was an unbelievable event. I mean, obviously we had the Grand Prix first, and then that went to Melbourne, and that got replaced with the great street circuit, the V8s.
The supercars, yeah.
The supercars. And then the government pulled the pin, didn't it? Was it the government or
yes,
the tourism?
It was. Yeah, costs were going up and crowd numbers were going down. They're the figures they get, you know. But end of the day, it generated, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to our economy and jobs.
It did.
So what have we replaced it with, chaps? 133353. What are we replacing it with? Stevie Marshall told us we're going to replace it. We're going to replace it. Make sure you stick to the we're going to replace it. Well, we haven't replaced it.
So we haven't replaced it.
Well, we
have
nothing. With what?
Well, there's nothing new.
There's nothing out there. We've got a trial game down in Alberton. That's all we've replaced it with.
The Fringe is on.
And the Fringe, the Fringe, yeah. But this is when this city was bubbly. They're flying. Oh, it was exciting. It was vibey. And
all the concerts it brought to town too.
Did
had some
you?
Massive acts.
Well, what could we replace it with? I mean, what are our big ticket items, Berm? We've got the Tour Down Under.
Test match.
The Test match.
The Fringe. The V8s was about the only other one, wasn't it? Is there anything else?
Mm.
So what could we replace it with?
F1s?
Let's get something.
Do we get the F1s back from Melbourne?
Well, can we?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Of course we can.
Well, let's do it. Well, can we?
Yeah, absolutely we can.
Well,
why not?
How?
Bring it back.
Let's start it. Well, let's get it. How do we get it? Let's have one as well.
What other motor events we can get over here from overseas?
Oh, jeez.
What, the Indy cars?
Oh, that's not bad.
What, NASCAR? Let's get NASCAR.
Oh, yes.
Here.
I like
let's
that.
Let's get that over here. Oh, we need
now
a circuit.
We're talking.
Yeah, but that's a bit Yankee, isn't it? That's the
Well, what do you mean a bit Yankee?
Sort of... Oh, what's that mean?
I went to Monster Trucks the other week. That was quite good.
Oh, the Monster Trucks. The Monster Trucks going around the street of Adelaide.
I'm joking.
Jeez,
I'm
Australian,
joking.
Well.
Keep your home life to yourself, mate. That's
honestly
boring, everyone. Well, what else can we do? Helicopter ride? What about plane races,
Jazz? Well, let's get some suggestions.
Jazz.
133353. Let's get some suggestions. What do we want to see in our great state, in our great city of Adelaide?
Oh, okay. Yeah, and you can contact us on our text line too, 0488851047.
We need to just pass something. Oh.
Sorry, Jazz.
What's that, Jazz?
New Foo Fighters on Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
We're taking calls, 133353. Of course, our great street race is no more. That was meant to be in November, apparently, this year after COVID hit. So Angus has texted us, 0488851047, if you want to have your say that way. He says this year event was scheduled for November, which makes the decision even more ridiculous. And don't try and tell me the Bend has replaced it. That'd be like Melbourne moving the F1s to Winton Raceway.
Nice.
Angus from Mount Barker.
Good boy, Angus. Let's go to Wade from Tea Tree Gully. Wade-o.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yes, my friend. What would you want to see replaced?
Oh, I'd love to see the MotoGP come to South Australia.
Oh, yeah.
A street, have it up at the Bend or in the street,
In the street. Could we do it in the street here of Adelaide, the GPs or not? Bit hard.
No, I don't think the bikes are good, no. Not designed right.
We need
but
something.
But the Bend set up for it.
Yeah. The Bend, yeah.
They can do anything out of the
Bend's
Bend.
World class, yes, yes.
Yep.
We need something, mate. All right, we need something. Can I have a prize for Wade, please?
Yeah, sure. Movie double pass to see Boss Level, the new kick-ass action thriller in cinemas now.
Good one, Wade. Take care, mate. Mal from Salisbury East. Welcome.
Oh, how you going, Jars, Bluey?
G'day, mate.
How you
going? Any ideas?
Yeah, hey, I'd like to get the top fuel drag cars back to Adelaide. We don't see many top fuel, like the high-end drag races anymore. Even the street drags, to get the hoons off the street, that'd be fantastic.
Jeez, drag racing, yeah, that's gone quiet, hasn't it?
Yeah, they've closed it down a little bit.
When was the last time we had them here?
I cannot even remember. Right. But they normally do it out of AIR, and like I said, it helps get the hoons off the street.
Mm.
And, hey, one quick thing. Can I give my workmates a shout-out?
Yeah.
Hey,
I just want to say g'day to the boys at Paraka Santa Metal. Keep up the good work, boys.
Good boy. Yeah, well done. Hey, thanks, Mal. Nice. Take care, mate. Good suggestions there. Let's go to Graham of Parkholm. Graham.
How you going, Brad?
Talk to us, my friend.
I know it's not car-related, and I'm a car boy, but I was actually thinking, how good would it be to have the Red Bull planes flying in front of your house?
That's what I said.
Bernie said that.
I said that, and you laughed at me, Jars.
I did not.
You laughed at me. You were on a race of planes.
Well, they do it in Perth,
good, don't
they?
I'd love to Red see Bull. You on the balcony shitting your pants, mate.
Oh, well
yes,
done. Great.
Good on you, mate. Please. Thanks,
prize, Graham. Please.
That's beautiful. Oh, well, there's a couple of ideas. Mm. All right. Hopefully we'll have something locked in for next year. All right?
Yep.
That'd be fair, chaps. We need this city thrives
on
these.
We've got to keep moving forward. The more, the better.
We have to. Our fourth quarter, chaps, down at Alberton in the Sample Port Adelaide v Crows. 56 Adelaide to 32 Port Adelaide, so they've kicked back.
Ooh, all right.
Kicked back a little bit. Just 50-metre penalties, Jars?
Four so far regarding standing the mark. All right. Okay. So there you go.
It's not that hard. Just stay still.
Oh, here we go.
shut him down.
Dead Set Legends Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker. Jay Clark.
Oh, he's the best in the business. He joins us for the first time this year on Dead Set Legends. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, team. I love you, and I've missed you over the summer.
That's the boy.
That's
the boy.
Freshened up.
Plenty to get through, young man. Fixed your uncertainty. The AFL a little bit concerned?
Yeah, well, you thought we'd all had a gutsful of the fixture issues last year, but they're back to haunt us in 2021 again, and the problems are going to start from round two. So that hardline border which exists between Western Australia and Victoria is still up. Yes, there is a state election on the 13th of March, which could change things. But as it stands, WA teams, after playing in Victoria, won't be able to return to WA to play another game without quarantine for 14 days. Now, this is a huge curveball for the fixture crew, Travis Old, etc. What they might have to do is send the WA teams on month-long swings, or they may have to go through Queensland on the way home, but yet dodge other Victorian teams who have played in Victoria. So we were hopeful by this stage of 2021 that this would all sort of be all smooth sailing for the clubs. It's not, and after that round one fixture as it stands, we're going to need a fixture. We're going to need a change in the fixture for round two onwards, unless the WA drops this hard border. So more headaches, and I thought we were all past this, but it seems as though we're not, fellas.
Come on, Western Australia, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Crowds at 50%, Jay-Z. Yep. Why is this good for Richmond?
Because the Tiger Army are going to see the club unfurl their past two premiership flags. So we haven't seen this from 2019 or 2020, but the 50,000, and they'll be largely Richmond fans. The way the thing will be structured now is that home teams are going to get the bulk of the tickets to disseminate to their own members. So away team members are going to be really dudded in that sense. We're going to see really in Victoria, we're going to see strong home team crowds. But the Tigers are going to unfurl those two magnificent premiership flags as they go for a fourth in 5 years. Can you believe that? But 50,000, 50%, I think, is a real relief for all clubs because with the issues a fortnight ago, there was a sneaking concern that clubs would only, well, there would only be a 30% guarantee. But 50% is a big tick, and there will be plenty of Richmond fans there for the blockbuster opening against Carlton on March 18.
Carlton. Now, injury concerns for Collingwood out of yesterday's match, Jay-Z.
Yeah, Scotty Pendlebury got a knock to the back of his knee calf. He did go off and required some ice. They're saying that he is okay, and although he may not play in their Amy community game, there is in no doubt for round one. So while he may miss the Amy game, He'll be right for round one. Jordy De Goey, of course, didn't play yesterday. The superstar goal kicker with a tweaked ankle. They're saying he's fine, but all eyes too on Adam Treloar at the Western Bulldogs as he ramps up his training program this week to take on his old mob. Will that be, if so Treloar, Jars, if Treloar plays against Collingwood, will he have the butterflies?
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, oh, yes. Mate, you're so nervous. Yes. And Byrne knows more than I because he went to the Melbourne Footy Club when the Crows shafted him.
Just go the Biff.
You go the Biff.
The thing is with Byrne, he was such a beloved figure. He was in no danger of anyone disliking. Everyone's just patting him on the back. Oh, g'day, Byrne. Good to see you again, mate. They just loved him. But with Treloar, I wonder whether...
There'll be a target, mate. He'll be targeted. Don't worry.
Yep. Might not get up yet. But I want to talk, speaking of old footy clubs, Melbourne Footy Club. Sam Wiedemann, injured, not going to see him for a while. Ben Brown, come in with that same knee injury, not going to see him for a while. Tom McDonald, way out of form. How are Melbourne going to kick their goals, Jay-Z?
Burnley, it's a good question, Burn. We saw their trump card yesterday, and it was Max Gawn. He's going to play more forward. So him and Luke Jackson will alternate in the ruck. We saw Gawney drop back behind the ball, so that traditional ruckman floating behind the footy last year, they're going to throw him forward now. So it's McDonald, Gawn, and Jackson will try and keep the goals. Gawney best on yesterday. Did clunk a couple. Just that set shot kicking, if you can help him tidy up that a little bit. But expect to see Maxie Gawn float forward in the early rounds this year.
Ooh, there you go. Now
he could be a left footer, Gawney. Honestly, he misses his boot half the time. I'm worried about his kicking.
Hey, Jay-Z, Kyle Hardigan, how did he go with his new club yesterday?
Yeah, he was excellent for Hawthorn. He was one of their best players in the practice match game against St Kilda. Really shored him up, and it's had an impact on the rest of the team. So Hardigan, they know, can lock down at full back. It means McAvoy now, who played centre-half back last year and played quite well. I think he was fourth in the best and fairest. He goes back in the ruck, where we probably all think is his best position anyway. But the confidence in Hardigan, and he was excellent in that first scratch, you know, in a win over the Western Bulldogs, has allowed him to put Ben McAvoy back in the ruck, and that's where he'll start this season.
Jay-Z, Dylan Roberton. Now, how's he going? We haven't seen him for a little while. Yep. Is he going to play this year?
Trouble, heart complications. There's been some ongoing issues. There's no expectation he'll play this year. In fact, the expectation is that he will retire, which is unfortunate. He's basically become a development coach down there at the Saints. But I dare say that is the last game ever. We've seen the last AFL game of football from Dylan Roberton.
Great job, Jay-Z. We'll speak again during the week on Rush Hour, mate. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Take it easy, team.
Jay-Z there from Triple M Dead Set Legends chat.
Now, Jars, this is one of our favourite segments where people get to call up the station and leave us messages.
Yes.
If we're not here, they can just record their message and it gets back to us.
Absolutely.
So, Dead Set Legends voicemail, we call it. Here it is.
You have 9 new messages.
Boys, it's Matto, your boss. Wow. No favouritism. I've got to point that out again between you and the Breakfast Show. Although I do need to take all of your car parks back. Roo's Land Cruiser's too wide and this doesn't want to half open his door to get his golf clubs out. So sorry about that, lads.
G'day, boys. It's Tex. I've copped it again. When it was like 40 degrees the other day, I was out and Ali said, can you bring home a big fan? And I brought Jars home with me. Can leave for 3 days.
Boys, it is Ken. What an absolute rip-off. The weekend of rock at the Adelaide Oval. I took my beautiful granddaughter, Dakota, didn't see Dwayne Johnson once. I want a refund.
Hello, this is Jeff, publicity for the Adelaide 36ers. We just wanted to know how our head coach, Connor Henry, can get the same treatment as Carl Viet. Maybe even just like half of what Carl gets on your show. Like, so maybe once every 2 days, it would be great because, you know, we're a team too. Thank you. Greg Blewett, Stephen from Service SA. I've had to decline your request for personalised number plates, Top Golf We've done some investigations and you're shit. So, no, you can't have those plates.
Hey, Burn! Nicker from the Stansbury pub, mate. Congrats on the birth of your gorgeous little girl. We wet the baby's head on the weekend. We couldn't find any cigars at the servo, so we just glued six Winnie Blues together. Mate, half cricket team ain't good. You're going to have to stay in for at least 30, 40 overs. No kidding, mate. We're f***ed.
Yeah, boys, it's Roo. Just got back from the Adelaide Oval, entertaining thousands of screaming fans in the stands, and just wanted to wish you guys the best of luck doing the meat tray raffle at that pub in Tanunda. I hope it's a good turnout.
Yeah, g'day, Jazz. This is Paul. I was the MC at Sarah and Luke's wedding that you're at on the weekend. Yes. I just wanted me to pass on to you. Thank you so much for their wedding present. They cannot wait to use their buy 1 year off, get one free at the Cheeky Greek voucher. Thanks heaps, yeah.
It wasn't.
Carmen!
Yes.
It's Brayshaw!
Yes, Jimmy.
You are so fat!
Yeah.
When you have Weet-Bix for breakfast,
yes,
the bowl has its own lifeguards! And you have to eat between the flags! You're fat!
Yes, Jimmy.
There are no more messages.
It's two goals for the Adelaide Crows, one goal to Port Adelaide. Connor Rosie is playing Burn. And, yeah, the boys just starting to find their feet, just working each other out. But some good lineups there. So, yeah, beautiful conditions down there. And our very own Ditz is calling the game. And he wasn't aware that Connor Rosie was playing. He thought he was in Sydney. So our boy Ditz must have had a late night.
Good research, Ditz. Well done.
No crowds either, Jars.
Yes, buddy.
Just so people, our listeners, don't think they can go down and watch. No crowds. Now...
What do you got?
Bern, he's got the volume up.
Sorry.
But we're live.
Concentrate, Jars.
Professionalism,
please. Jars, this is your set.
Yeah, no,
you're talking about
footy.
What brought this up? Your heroes? Or is it your footy crush?
I had a coffee with a mate, and we were talking about footy crush. Your crushes you have on footy players or any sports people around the world. And mine at the moment is Josh Kelly from GWS. I got a footy crush on him. I love the way he plays, moves, the way he executes the football. He's elite, isn't he, Boone?
So no,
he's my footy
crush. Very smooth mover, isn't he? He's very easy on the eye.
Loved, and back in the day, it was Dermy Brereton. Mm. You know, I had a footy crush on Dermy because of just the way he entertained and hurt the opposition. So, yeah, there was a couple of names there I mentioned.
What about you, Boone?
At the moment, my favourite to watch is Scott Pendlebury because he slows the game down around him. And why have we gone two left-footers, Jars? I feel like left-footers just seem to be, they look a little bit smoother for some reason.
To watch, yeah.
But I just love players like that that can slow the game down around him, and he just makes great decisions with the footy. So he's mine at the moment. If I had to come back as someone, I'd come back as Nathan Fife with the attributes he's got. He's outstanding in terms of he can play in any position on the ground. I'd love to come back as him as a in a new life. But back in the day, the guys I used to follow, they're not my favourite players, but the ones I had a bit of a man crush on, Jess Sinclair, do you remember him? Played for Fremantle in North Melbourne.
Yep.
And, you know, the tan and the
long
hair and the
hair.
Guns.
Bleached teeth,
Stephen Tingay, another one from Melbourne, number
one.
Two.
Hello,
he's,
here we go.
Yeah, him. And then I played against this man as well, Chris Tarrant. Now, he was a specimen.
What
he
about
had
the guns on
he
him?
Had the looks and, you know, he strutted around, had the calves, the tan, he had everything happening.
Yeah.
So they're my little man crushes, Jars.
What about you, Gregory?
Well, Scottle Pendlebury as well.
Who's that?
Pendlebury.
Okay.
So Scottle.
Scotty Pendlebury.
Got his tongue tied up and his teeth back in.
Anyway, so I knew he was a great player, but until you see him live, he's just a freak, an absolute freak.
He's a wonderful player.
But I used to love Mods.
Yes.
Tony Modra.
Yes.
Gary Ablett Sr.
Oh, yes.
Just unbelievable players. I was a big Benny Cousins fan as well.
Wow.
Used to love how he used to go about
Benny
it.
Boy.
Not so much.
You're a big fan now.
You're a big fan.
Not so much now, but... what about cricketers? Yeah, now you told us a disturbing story about Greg Chappell and what you did to your own hair.
Well, this can't be
because
true.
I loved the Australian cricket side back in the day.
One of my mates,
called Gary Norman, who used to live in our street, Gordini Crescent, Holden Hill, his mother was a hairdresser. So I was messing around with him, and then I just said, "Oh, look, would you be able to perm my hair? Because I want to look like Greg Chappell." So I've arrived home that night, and my mum didn't know who I was. I said,
"What the?
Hi, mum. Who in the hell are you? What are you doing here?
Or Darren's friend. Yeah, Andrew or Darren's friend.
None.
Your hair.
You look like Shirley Temple.
You know what I used to like? Damien Martin was easy on the eye.
Oh,
cricketer.
Yeah.
Very good.
What? He was.
Gee, who's your radio crush?
Andy Lee.
Oh,
Triple M.
Yeah, let's talk some AFLW jars because the Crows girls take on St Kilda tomorrow at 12:40 at Norwood Oval. Now, it's going to be beautiful weather, so get down there. Mm. And to talk us through that game is Eb Marinoff. Welcome to Dead Set Legends, Eb.
Hey, guys.
Hey, looking forward to that one. You should be too good for St Kilda tomorrow, surely.
Well, hopefully that's the plan. We haven't won in Adelaide for a few months now with COVID. So, yeah, we played awful against Freo. So, hopefully we can put on a show in front of our fans tomorrow.
Nah, you'll be right. Hey, how have the crowds been? Because there is a charge now to get into the grounds, but the crowds have still been good, haven't they?
Yeah, we sold out against Freo and we were here a couple of weeks ago. I think it was maybe 3,800. Our fans are usually pretty good. I think we've got the highest average when COVID's not around. So, yeah, now our fans are really good. And it's also, I think, sold out for tomorrow as well. So, and yeah, like you said, beautiful day for it.
Absolutely.
What about the superstar in Erin Phillips? She can play for another 10 years the way she's looking at the moment. Outstanding performance and great leadership. And she took you on her shoulders and it was a good win against the Lions last week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like 4 goals straight.
Come on.
Yeah, I reckon she can sit in the square for a few more years, that's for sure.
Wow. She's looking fantastic.
Well,
fit.
Bernie's saying she's going to go off to Port. If they bring in a side.
Don't say that. Don't go there. She's not going anywhere, is she, Ebs?
We'd hope not. I don't think they'll be in for 3 years. But, yeah, no, she's just an athlete, isn't she?
No, she's very, very good. Well, apart from Erin, Eb, who are some of the younger girls that have impressed you so far this season?
Ashley Woodland. She's an up-and-coming girl. We've had her only for a few months. She just got drafted late last year. Troy hasn't. I reckon she had 1.5 last week. So not too good kicking straight, but, you know, having the ability to have 6 scoring shots on the AFL like level, it's not that easy. So, yeah, she's been presenting really well, and I hope to see she gets a couple of goals on the board. Eloise Jones is coming along nicely. She's moved up to the wing this year, played previously a bit more forward, so she's gotten a lot fitter and that's getting her hands on the footy a bit more. And yeah, God, there's a few of them, but we're just starting to gel in terms of, you know, getting the game plan together. We've got a new, like, I think we've got 6 or so new players, so yeah, you just get cohesion amongst it, so hopefully we can really build into finals and make that top 6.
Beautiful. Hitting your straps. I like it. Now, did you watch last night's game? Richmond got their first win.
No, I didn't. We actually had a captain's run. But, yeah, no, it's all like 10 losses straight. So I guess that's persistence. Geelong are in a bit of strife, actually. I'm not sure what's going on with them this year. But, yeah, I'm good mates with Katie Brown, the Tigers captain, so really happy for those girls to get a win. And they're actually building momentum as well. The past 3 games they've lost, but now they're hitting their straps as well. So I think they'll be one of the teams to watch moving forward.
In your own time, Eb, do you watch much footy? Like, would you watch other games? Like, as you said last night, you had other things on, but would you normally watch much football?
Not a heap. If there's a good game on, like North Melbourne play Carlton tonight, so I'll probably watch that. We've been away a lot, so we haven't really had the chance to just sit down and watch the footy. But, yeah, Melbourne and Collingwood play tomorrow afternoon as well. Collingwood are yet to lose the game, so that will also hopefully we can catch that after our game. Bit of half-half.
Ebs, before we let you go, and no doubt you'll be getting yourself ready for St Kilda, what concerns you about St Kilda tomorrow at Nord Oval?
Probably the balance across all lines. I think you find some teams, like in the AFLW, they've got a really, really strong midfield and potentially lack in the forward line. But, yeah, St Kilda have drafted really well over the past couple of years. Really, really well coached by Peter Searle and just have balance across all lines. I don't really rely on one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just going to make sure we're on the money with our body work because they're a bit young. So if we can, you know, crash and bash
first
quarter, tire them out, tire the kids out.
Awesome, Eb. Hey, good luck tomorrow. And as we said, 12:40 tomorrow at Norwood Oval taking on St Kilda. You'll get the points for sure. So good luck.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Eb Marinoff, very, very good player. Dual All-Australian jars, so she knows exactly what she's doing. But they'll beat Saints tomorrow, definitely.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
Righto, here we go. Now, a couple of straight questions to start.
We'll just set it up first for someone that's just joined the show for the first time.
The Q&A's been around for...
No, it hasn't.
Q&A stands for question and answer.
Thank you.
Okay, go for
it. Don't sit on the
fence.
And
you just got to answer the...
Well, that's all you had to say.
All right, cool. Great. Now, Bernie.
We're okay.
How many games will the Crows win this year?
They'll win six.
Six.
Games.
Okay, have you written that down, Jars?
Yeah.
Six, I remember that.
Done.
Jars.
Yes.
Is Rory Sloan the right man to be captaining the Crows?
Yes.
Ooh.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Like it. Bernie. What are the holes in your shoes that your laces pass through?
Whoa.
Wow.
What are they?
You gave us a shoe.
Or what are they called?
What are they called?
What do you think they are called?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
A beringa.
Why? How'd you come up with that?
What?
Get us into your mind.
There's a lawnmower out this window and it's got beringa written on the side. I think it's something to do with the fuel pump. And Harvey's just started it, and he's got no shoes on. Hang on.
You better go and get him off there. Put it down.
It's called,
Turn it off.
It's called an eyelet.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Okay.
I haven't. All right, now, Jars.
Yes, Gregory.
In humans.
Yes, Gregory.
What is your suspensory ligament?
That would be part of some sort of. A groin ligament that's connected to my thigh.
He's drawing a diagram.
My thigh ligament, which will be connected to my back ligament.
Are you just a ligament walking around? You're all connected.
You're actually very close.
What is it?
It's the ligament in your old fella. That.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On
my plum?
Yeah. If you do a PSL, you know what you've done.
Didn't Demi Brereton do one of those things?
Oh, yeah. I think
I've heard that.
You may have. Yes, correct. Anyway, moving on. Now, Bernie, what is the capital of Scotland?
Oh,
a couple of easy ones.
Come on, Bernie.
Come on, Bernie.
Wales.
Wales?
Wales?
It's Glasgow.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. You're from there, Charles.
I'm from Glasgow.
No, you got it wrong.
I'm from Glasgow. In the Highlands. I'm William Wallace's son.
Yes,
Greg.
Capital of Germany. Easy.
Capital of Germany is... of Germany is Berlin.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, my brother-in-law lives over
good.
There.
That's good. Good.
I wouldn't have got that.
All right. Burn.
Yes, Burn.
No more capital.
No.
Come on, knucklehead.
Get something on, Dave.
Bernie, spell diarrhea.
Oh,
that's a tough one.
I know this.
Go, Bern.
It's D-I-A, and I think it's double R.
Yes.
H.
Yes.
H-O-A.
Oh, close.
E-A.
E-A.
Oh.
Very, very close.
That's a great effort.
That is a good
Jars,
effort.
Jars, even though you just got told the answer, you spell it now.
No, I'm not. No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
you
not
just
my
got
question.
Told the answer.
It's not my question. Right,
yeah, but
mine?
You just got the answer read to you.
Go.
Jars has got plenty of verbal
time. What have I got?
Jars, this is an easy one for you because we know that you're a little bit challenged.
We're going to be long because I've got to wrap this up.
No, spell Cooper Petey.
C-O-O-P-E-R. Cooper Pedy.
Nah.
P-E-D-Y.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
It's Cooper. C-O-O-B-E-R.
Wow.
That's a common...
God, that's simple.
That's a good one. No, I like that. That's, no, well done.
Ask me that question.
What
Bernie,
else? Bernie. What's a sitter patty?
Oh, I've heard
I know what that is, actually. That's a cooking utensil similar to a ladle.
Oh, he's got
no, it's a it's a dinosaur.
A sitapati.
Oh!
Yeah, toothless.
I knew it was.
It's a toothless beaked theropod.
Yeah, these are going well.
Yeah, Jars. What is a chalazé?
Say it again.
A chalazé.
Chalazé.
It's a pass.
Well, you've got to guess. Something. No, something.
Sounds like a ballet move. Chalazé. Yeah.
It's an egg. So when you crack the egg, it's that white stringy thing that's attached to the yolk.
Okay. Mm. Righto.
All right, Jars, back to you. Okay. Give us your best impression of your hero, Muhammad Ali.
I am the British! I am the British! Stop like a bee! Move like a flea! I'm the British! You know who I am! I'm Presley's job! No, I'm shit! It's not... The champ's here! The champ's here!
He didn't say that.
He
doesn't sting like a flea.
Now, Bern, to finish us off.
Come on, Bern.
Your impression of your hero, Andrew Jarman. Give us just a nice little one of his intros.
Okay. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, good. Just good, Adelaide. How are you? I love this city. It's a beautiful day. And how you going, Blue Bourbon? Greg, Greg, G, how are you? G, you look beautiful, G. Hey, Jarman's Jam. Jarman's Jam, Hato. Go now. Jarman's Jam. Jarman's Jam. What do we got today? What's
up? Carol, I'm going.
Oh,
see
you later.
Stop it. Good
Dead
luck today.
Dead Legends on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.